listening to the Red Colors Podcast, episode 35, Decorative Concrete Floors and Patios for Pole Barns and Metal Buildings. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for listening. Our customers are talking about pole barns and how to affordably finish the concrete to serve multiple functions yet still look great. Here today with a few insights into uses for pole barns and best options for floors, patios, and workshops is Lisa Beckel, pole barn owner, and also with us, Sean Turner, general manager with Direct Colors. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So Lisa, let's do a little setup here. What is a pole barn and what do you use it for?
A pole barn is basically a metal building that you turn into something else. For instance, I have one that we use as a shop, but mainly as a storage. There are many people that use pole barns as houses. Some people will use a pole barn as a house and a shop combo, where half of the barn is their house and the other half is their actual shop or garage. You can pretty much do whatever you want with one and make it as big or elaborate as you want it to be.
They insulate well?
Yes. Yeah, you can put, there's several types. You could do a spray foam insulation. You can do the batting in most houses. It's just however you want it to be.
Cool. Might turn one to a studio one day. Are these easy to build? Do I need any professional help?
They're fairly easy. You can do it yourself. You can buy the whole kit where it has everything with it, and you can put it up. There are many, many companies that'll actually come out and install the barn for you. If you hire someone to get it built, it's going to be just a few days for you to have it. If you set it up yourself, it's going to take a little bit longer depending on how much help you have.
Awesome. We have a question here from a lady on site, and she says, what am I getting myself into when I decide to build a pole barn? What is the typical cost upkeep for one of these things?
Well, of course, the cost is going to be, it's going to depend on the size that you choose. For instance, I'm building one right now that is a 30 by 50, which is about 1,500 square feet. And we're going to use it as a detached garage. That everything is going to cost me about $25,000, and that's for somebody else to install it. That's the concrete, everything.
Sounds pretty exciting. What are you planning to do and finish your floors with?
Well, right now they're still bare concrete. I'd like to put some color to them, so I don't know what would be the best option, whether it be staining it or dyeing it or, you know, but I just want something that's more low maintenance and easy to apply.
Okay. We're going to take it to the other side with Shauna, who's always here to answer our Direct Colors questions about floors, acid stain, and liquid antique. Shauna, how would you recommend Lisa finish her floors, given that these are primarily shop and garage storage kind of buildings?
Well, for the areas that are storage particularly, but this could even be used in a garage or for a shop floor as well, I would recommend taking a look at our DCI penetrating lithium-based sealer. And the reason for that is that it is a one-time only application. So you go in and you seal and harden the concrete permanently, making it both stain resistant and easy to clean, but without a lot of fuss. Now, it's not going to change the color of the concrete significantly, but it's a great way to protect the concrete permanently. You don't have to go back and do it again, and that's very appealing if you're looking for something that's just a shop, a warehouse, or a storage building floor. Now, if you think in the future that you might like to do something else with a floor to dress it up for maybe a living area or a business, we do have a lot of excellent DIY color options to select from.
So if I want just a crazy hard floor, just use the lithium penetrating stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
That's right. That's right.
Now, what would you recommend for an existing slab if a homeowner was considering living quarters or business? How would you make them spiffy it up a bit?
Well, like Lisa, in her case, she has an existing slab and is, you know, thinking of doing something to improve the appearance. If you're planning to live in your pole barn or convert it into a business, acid stains are usually the most popular choice among our customers. We did a podcast, I think last year, that talks about when to acid stain during construction. So anyone who is considering this process and is in construction needs to read this or listen to it before proceeding, because you want to make sure you get it right. And it is a DIY project, which is within the reach of most people, but you want to be prepared before you get started and you want to do it at the right time. So aside from living quarters, popular uses for pole barns and metal buildings for us anyway are event centers, wedding chapels, and automobile showrooms, believe it or not. So it gives you such a unique appearance that it's really just a very attractive and affordable flooring option for whether you're living in the home or you're turning it into a business, either one.
Wow. Wedding chapels and automobile showrooms. That sounds pretty crazy. Sounds like a big building. What different recommendations for those about to pour their concrete? They haven't even put down the slab yet. What do you recommend?
Well, I'm a believer in making this as easy for the homeowner or business owner as is possible. And if you haven't yet poured your concrete, it gives you the option of intricately coloring using a concrete pigment. Now, it does produce a more solid color, so it's not similar to an acid stain, but it's quicker. It's certainly easier for the homeowner because all they have to do is seal the concrete after it cures rather than having to clean it and stain it and clean it and then seal it. So it's a very simple process. It looks great. It's very easy to maintain and can be used really for either a residential, commercial, or even industrial use. So you just simply take the color down to the ready mix company, they put it in the truck, and they show up ready to pour your colored concrete at your home or business, just like that.
Now, is this different from outdoor concrete? What would you suggest for patios and walkways for like outside use?
Well, I mean, you could use, if you're pouring a patio or pouring outdoor concrete, you could certainly use the concrete pigment for that. If you already have an existing patio or walkway or any kind of outdoor concrete, then you need to look to either an acid stain or a product we really haven't mentioned yet, which is a liquid colored antique concrete stain. And we had a customer that entered a project that was the covered patio outside their pole barn. In our end of summer photo contest, which those that follow Direct Colors have probably seen quite a bit about over the last 4 or 5 years. And they used a dark brown, a chocolate colored antiquing, and followed it with a sprayable satin finish sealer. And that's a very common combination, the antique and this particular sealer. It has I think a very classy look because it's a nice rich color, nice glossy finish. But you don't want it too glossy on outdoor concrete because you don't want to fall down when it rains. So it looks good without being dangerous. I think that's an excellent combination. And what I think more importantly is for this pole barn, it just gave it just raised the profile of their outdoor area so nicely. And it just looked great. It just looked great. We actually have a feature on our website at directcolors.com on that project if anybody's interested in having a look at it. But honestly, if you're making a decision about what do I put on my outdoor concrete, it really comes down to the age and the condition of the concrete that makes the choice between those two options, antique stain or acid stain. So the older, more heavily eroded concrete frequently isn't a good candidate for acid staining. So in that case, you would choose the concrete stain, the liquid colored antique. But we have a lot of photo galleries on our website at directcolors.com. I would encourage customers to take a look at that, see what they like, and then take a look at their concrete and see what the concrete is capable of achieving for them.
Well, folks, that's all that we have for today. Thanks, Lisa and Shauna, for answering our pole barn questions and our acid stain and liquid antique and other concrete questions. I can't wait for all of us to get in on that awesome time. If you have any questions, call one of our expert technicians at 877-255-2656, and we'll help you select the best products and techniques for your needs. Or if you'd prefer, email, visit www.directcolors.com/resources/design-and-consultant and send in a free design consultant. We'll back you to within 24 hours to 48 hours. Direct Colors DIY Home Improvement Podcasts are produced twice monthly for your enjoyment. Show notes can be found at directcolors.com/listen. Feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, YouTube, and Instagram. I am Reagan Smith, and thanks again for joining us.